The pasuk says in Mishle, "Ki tov sachra misachar kasef," that the business of Torah is better than the business in silver. The business of Torah is better than the business of silver, better than the business of money. Ki tov sachra misachar kasef. The pasuk says Torah yekara hi mipninim, is more precious than pearls. V'chol chafatzecha, and all the different things a person might desire, lo yishvuva, cannot be equated with the Torah. The Medrash recounts the following story. There was once a ship that had set sail, and aboard that ship were many different merchants. Now, they're traveling on a long journey, and they're going to spend much time together. And during this period that they're on the ship, so the merchants start talking about their wares. And this one says, I have these wares I'm going to sell, and this one boasts about his wares. Each one has different items that they're going to sell when they finally land with the ship. And as they're comparing notes, each one showing off his merchandise, they notice that there's one man who doesn't seem to have any merchandise. So they ask him, what are you going to sell? And that person happened to have been a rabbi. So he thought, and he said, I have Torah. And they said, what are you going to sell? So he said, believe me, what I have is more precious than all of your wares. So they said, you mean you have nothing? You mean you don't have a single thing to sell? So they started laughing at him. And he said to them, no, it's not so. I have something that is more precious than everything you have, and you'll still see. Well, the rabbi didn't argue with them. They made fun of him. They said, you got nothing to sell. He didn't bother arguing with them. And a day came on their journey when pirates attacked their ship. The pirates captured the ship and took all the wealth off the ship. And now the ship is continuing its journey, but all the merchants have no merchandise. And they finally land, and the merchants have no money to purchase food. And they're standing there on the shore, and they wish someone would help them out. They need to have food in order to make the journey back home. And you know how it is. Strangers land from a faraway land. No one knows them. They start saying, you know, I don't have anything. Maybe you could help me. So they didn't get very far. Now the rabbi, he went to the local shul and sat down and started learning. The Jews come to prayer and they see there's a respectable man sitting there learning. So they start talking to him and they see he's a rabbi. They see he knows his stuff. They start asking him the questions they have, and they recognize that here's a learned person before them. They ask, he answers. They ask, he answers. They realize, hey, this is something special. They start honoring him. They give him a front row seat. After prayer, they start vying for who's going to have the honor of having him over for supper that night. And when he leaves the shul, the people surround him, and he has a whole entourage accompanying him to his host. And people tell him, look, we need a rabbi in this town. Maybe you'll stay. That night, different people from the city start bringing him different gifts, hoping maybe they could persuade him to stick around and be their rabbi. They promised him, if you stay, we'll build you a house. We'll give you everything you need. Stick around. We need you. And the rabbi agrees. And he's walking through the city, and all the people are surrounding him, trying to glean from his wisdom. The merchants are standing at the bay, and they look. Only a few hours have passed, and here they see that person they were all mocking. They were all saying, you got nothing to sell. And he's walking around like he's king of the town. Everyone's interested in hearing what he has to say. So the merchants come to him. They say, please, you know us, help us out. You know we were wealthy. You know we had a lot of merchandise, and we lost it all because the pirates attacked us. The rabbi, of course, helped them out. And he asked the people to help out these merchants. And so the people helped them out so that they could go back home. But the lesson that we remain with is that Torah is an asset that no one can take from you. When a person learns, a person is attaining the most valuable thing. He's attaining Torah. And it is not only intrinsically valuable, but it also is valuable in that it is yours. The pasuk begins in Tehillim and says, "Ashrei ha'ish, praised is a person, asher lo alach ba'atzat chata'im." He didn't listen to the sinners. He didn't stick around with the jokers. But rather, what does he focus on? Ki'im b'torat Hashem chetzo. His focus is in God's Torah. So the pasuk begins by describing what's this person like. He focuses on God's Torah. What do the next words say? Uvetorato yehege yomam v'layla. And he is constantly reviewing his Torah day and night. Our sages say when one puts his strength into learning Torah, it goes from being God's Torah to being his Torah. We can acquire a handle within the Torah, and it's our responsibility. And once we acquire it, it becomes ours. Yeah.
But I see from another point of view in the story a very important social role of knowledge, of Torah knowledge, importance for their for social life in this world.
Okay.